not to be the to hear.
Before you this morning, Lord, as a deep desire in our hearts to give the Lord our lifetime. There are other places to be gathered tonight, this afternoon, but we find this place to be the best place for a man to be, is to serve God all his life and keep God's commandments. We pray that, Lord, may you reveal more of yourself to us. Open our eyes to be perfectly sure that we are walking on the right road, the right highway which the Lord has ordained for us. And that is the Lord that has brought us out. He's the Lord that is taking us through the wilderness. And it is the Lord that surely come and get us home. Thank you, sweet Father Lord. May you take man out of the way, O God. May you give strength, O God. And may you give us understanding of your word. May we not be forgetful hearers. May we be doers of your word, so it will gladden our hearts. Thank you, sweet Father God. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. And the people of the Lord say, oh, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for how he has blessed us in the morning service. And we would just like to open to the book of Matthew chapter 2. We'll under the same topic, stars separate in glory. Go to the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men.
We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship.
Amen.
Let's be seated.
God bless you all in Jesus'
name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the Sunday school, we're talking about how that every Christian is a star of God.
Amen.
And the prophet has made us understand that we are born under a star.
And this person in or the person that is in us,
amen,
which is our birth.
Hallelujah.
It has to do with our personality, our purpose in this life.
Amen.
And we see this by the scripture. How the Lord makes us understand that the seeds of Abraham shall defeat their enemies at their gate.
The seeds of Abraham shall shine as stars forever and ever.
Amen.
And we are glad to know that we are seeds of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Now, a bit of sir, I want to say,
because we are in a very knowledgeable age.
Hallelujah.
We are not teaching how we should go and begin to read stars of our birth.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said in the message, the pillar of fire, that God wrote three Bibles. One, the Zodiac. One, in the pyramid. One, on paper.
Amen.
There was time when there was no Bible, but God wrote his Bible in the sky.
Hallelujah.
And that was the Zodiac. The Zodiac is has to do with the laws of the solar system.
Amen.
All the heavenly bodies in their constellations according to their ordination.
Amen.
And the prophet has made us understand that our birth has something to do with the star under which we are born.
Amen.
So it points for us that we are children of light. And we are going to shine in the glory of the light, which is Christ Jesus Christ, the greatest light.
Amen.
Now, the Bible is also written in the pyramids. And today we have the Bible written in the letter, in the paper.
Hallelujah.
Now, as the zodiac has not changed,
amen,
the same thing that God has been preaching in the skies, that's the same thing God has preached through the pyramids and in the letter, in the paper. Amen. The prophet said, the zodiac begins with the virgin, which is the virgin birth. That has to do with the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the zodiac ends with Leo, the lion.
Amen.
Which is the second coming
of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Now we're going to go through all the prophet has taught us about the birth of the one true star,
the great star. Amen.
And how we reflect Christ in this star.
Amen.
Now, there was a time when a great star was seen in the sky. This takes us to the message, the United Time and Sign.
Amen.
The United Time and Sign, in paragraph 41. The United Time and Sign, paragraph 41. Brother Bram said, and science was not sent. The prophet said, people in them days, their clock was the stars. There was a watchman went up on top of the tower. And he would go up there and watch. And he seen when certain stars was in a certain constellation. The constellation means arrangements.
Amen.
As they were persons. He knew what time it was. You remember in the scriptures what time it is, watchman. And the watchman come back and told him in what hour it was.
Amen.
They kept time by the stars. Now these watchmen, they are not novice. And these watchmen, they must have sight eyes. Sharp eyes. Eyesight, rather.
Amen.
And these watchmen, they are always on the watchtower according to their watches.
Amen.
Which is time. So, according to their watches, to bring a message unto the people. And this watchman, the life of the people that is in the city depends upon those watchmen.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, the watchmen with not be handled, I don't know what they call glove hands. Handles.
Amen.
God holds his watchmen with very serious hands.
Hallelujah.
What time is it, watchman? And the watchman come back and told him in what hour it was. They kept time by the stars. Now, isn't it strange that these stars were exactly in line for three men and nobody else saw it?
Hallelujah.
Now, in the time when a new star shined in the galaxies,
amen,
it was a crossing of three stars.
Hallelujah.
It was the star of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the cross, which is a star to shine from the east to the west.
Do we get it?
It is a star that shines for the whole wide world.
Amen.
And then, see, God could reveal himself to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the religious people in them days. God revealed himself to what? People who were, some certain men who were in the wilderness. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 8, it said, while shepherds were watching their flocks by night.
Hallelujah.
Now, that tells us that the birth of Christ took place when shepherds watched their flock by night. And shepherds couldn't be watching their flocks in the December.
Amen.
Because the prophet taught us that there is about 30 foot snow in Judea at that time.
Amen.
So there couldn't have been shepherds in the fields.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet said in the message, the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said that it is commonly said by astrologers that Jesus Christ, if I'm just following what I'm saying, and if you use this as a search word, you get it. That Jesus was born in the 1st of April.
Alright, I got the quote.
In the message, the deity of Jesus Christ. Paragraph 37. The prophet said, Jesus was not born on no December. On no December 25th. We know that's impossible. The hills of Judea was full of snow at that time. So how could it be that Jesus, commonly by astrology,
amen, and so forth,
and by all of it was born first, around 1st of April. So when it was springtime.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet make us understand that Jesus Christ was born by nature. If I get that phrase very well.
Amen. Jesus was born in a certain time of nature.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible makes us understand that he is a lamb.
Amen.
To take away the sins of the world. And lambs are not born in the cold time. Lambs are born in the heat.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Lambs are born in the heat.
Amen. Amen.
Around April. So astrology, nature, which is nature.
Astrology is nature.
Hallelujah.
Astrology is the study of the heavenly bodies.
That's all. So astrology agrees with the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we find out the prophet says the Christian tradition points to us of a baby born in a manger.
Hallelujah.
You see, when you look through, read through the account of Luke, it makes us have an understanding that he was a baby.
Hallelujah.
But the prophet make us understand something. That they traveled for 2 years.
Amen.
So a baby that is born in a manger, by the time they are traveled for 2 years, you won't find that baby as a baby. Thank God the prophet balanced it. And thank God the account of Matthew balanced it too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh yes,
chapter 2.
When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. Amen, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
In the message, we have seen a star in the east, and I come to worship.
Amen. Paragraph 128. I have it there before me. Hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. Amen.
Now the prophet tells us, so let's get in our minds and go way hundreds of miles, way into the east, the major, way up in the east, in India. That night, as it was their custom, they all, when a star, sun, went down, the stars came up. They went up on a mountain, they got in a tower, kind of like an observation tower, and they got up there to worship and to study.
Amen.
And they kept time by the stars. But Abraham makes us understand that he has seen this this kind of men one time in India.
Amen.
That really they walk in threes. And three is a number of perfection.
Amen.
They always walk in three. They always get their wear a turban. And they never sit on the ground. They sit as though they squat for the. They put their hands, usually squat, and they put their hands together like to be thinking or communing together.
Amen.
And so this man. They are majors.
Hallelujah.
And if you know what majors are, majors, they hold a great authority.
Amen.
They are not just shepherds. The scripture tells us in Luke chapter 2 verse 8 that shepherds were watching their flock by night. But they are no ordinary men.
Hallelujah.
Shepherds are what we call kingmakers.
Amen.
They are great fighters.
Hallelujah.
They enter into kingdoms. They have the power to put up and put down.
Hallelujah.
They are shakers and the movers. And that has something to reflect upon the children of the Lord.
Amen.
That those whom God has revealed himself to,
amen,
they are wise men. No, they are majors.
Hallelujah.
They are majors because God chose to reveal himself to these people. And who are these people?
Amen.
Why didn't God reveal himself to these to the Pharisees? He revealed himself to those whose hearts are right with God.
Amen.
He can do without you. He can do without me.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we no man can say, I am thus.
Amen.
He can do without us. He even said, he will make the, if nobody will worship him, he will make the stones worship him.
Hallelujah.
He can do whatever he pleases him.
Hallelujah.
And so he found three men, or he found these wise men. The scripture makes us understand that they are wise men because these are people God revealed himself to.
Amen.
And so, and God revealed himself to them. The angel of the Lord came down upon them and overshadowed them.
Hallelujah.
Now the prophet said. And the prophet said, and they got up there to worship and to study. And they kept time by the stars. And they studied events. And they would go up there and they would study the fall of powers and of nations and the collapse of nations and so forth of kingdoms. Because they understand that when stars shift, it has a meaning of certain events taking place on the earth. Amen. The moving or shifting of stars has to do with the rise and fall of kingdoms or powers. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and how they would think about it and talk about it, and they know them stars, every one of them. They know them like we know the Bible. Every move they made meant something. And you know God always declares his doings in the heavens before he does on earth. Anyhow, ministers know that. See, there they were watching the stars in the evening time. Because they know that any shift immediately, they search right back through the scriptures. Amen. You say scriptures? Yes, scriptures. They were major, but they were Mohammedans. Amen. They were Mohammedans. One has come to be Mohammedans. Which is to say, these are the sons of Ishmael. These are people of Ishmael. Hallelujah. And the Mohammedans are the real children of Ishmael. Hallelujah. Who come from the east? The Medo-Persians. Amen. And the present day Medo-Persians is Iran. Hallelujah. So they were major, but they were Mohammedans. Amen. These are the people who have turned out to be Mohammedans. Islam was not in existence before the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. History makes us understand that, amen, that the gospel was kept pure for 300 years after the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. Then on 325 AD, Julius Caesar began to change the solar system, the laws of the solar system. Amen. Because of his atrocious deeds. Hallelujah. Amen. So they were really from the old Medo-Persians. That's where the Mohammedans come from. We all know that. Amen. And now, this was not unbelievers. Amen. I'm going to break it down so that you not misunderstand me. And think, when you see a Muslim man, then he's your brother in Christ. Amen. And now, this was not unbelievers. This major, no sir, they were believers. Amen. Why did the prophet say that they were believers? He said, they believed in one true God. Amen. Hallelujah. A true Muslim does not believe in that God is three. God is not three. How can you dissect God into three? Hallelujah. God is one God. Hear ye, O Israel. Hallelujah. And a true Christian, amen, believe that God is one God. It's not three persons. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care whatever you are. But the moment your God becomes three to you, you have not started anything. You cannot win a Muslim to Christ. You can never win a Muslim. Never. Amen. Now, this was not unbelievers. This Magi, they were believers. They believed in one true God. Amen. Why did God choose to believe? Peter said it in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34, that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of nations, but honor those who fear him and do righteousness. Brother Bram said, you may not even be a preacher. You may not even be a Sunday school teacher. Amen. But if your heart is right with God, hallelujah, then these things that we are taught from the scriptures, if you can only keep them, that's all that God requires. If your heart is right with God, God can reveal himself. He will reveal himself to you. That settles it. Amen. See? Now, they wasn't exactly in line of truth. Amen. But they believe the same God that we believe. The Mohammedans believe the same God we believe. Amen. I have told many a time, see that Mohammedan priest take that great big thing there and hear this great big bong out there and say, there is one true and living God, and Muhammad is his prophet. We believe there is one true and living God, and Jesus Christ is his son. See? It says, far be it from me, from God having a son. It thinks it had to be a spirit. Amen. You see? So he said, there is one true and living God, and Muhammad is his prophet. But if you are a true Muslim, amen, you will know that Islam teaches that his son came out from him, from God, like he came out from his belly. Hallelujah. Islam teaches like that. Oh, praise the Lord. Now we notice as these Mohammedans studied this, Those Mohammedans, yet, they just called Magi, Magi, and they watched those stars. They burnt fire at night. It was a sacred fire. Amen. And they attended their God. That is, they worshipped God with burning this fire. Amen. And it burned at night, and they watched and they worshipped. And every night they climbed up there, and as soon as the sun went down, they studied these things, just like we get together at conferences and study the Bible, and word by word. And they know every move of the stars. And one night, while they were up there studying, and no wonder it was most alarming when a visitor appeared among them, a stranger. They had never seen that star before. They didn't know what about this. No wonder they was alarmed. They didn't know what to do. Amen. In that great constellation there, they had found a star hanging right there. That it was a stranger, a phenomenon. They had never seen anything like that. So quickly, they began to dig back in the scriptures to see what this is all about. Amen. Because they could find nothing in their own writing. But they went back to the book of Daniel. Amen. Why was it Daniel? The book of Daniel teaches us how that Nebuchadnezzar found in Daniel. He said the spirit of God is in the flesh of a man. Hallelujah. Amen. So he found great wisdom that can never to be compared more than 10 times. Never to be compared as all the magi's and the astrologers in the land of Babylon. Hallelujah. And so, through the reign of Daniel in the land of captivity, he taught this wise man. Hallelujah. He taught them the scriptures. Hallelujah. He taught them to the prophecies of the prophets. He taught them these things. Amen. But they went back to Daniel and found out there is coming a storm. A star of Jacob will rise. And they knew there was something taking place. They must have all had prayer and went to sleep, discussing it together. And they must have dreamed that night that the King of Kings was born on earth. Amen. For we were told in a recent newspaper clipping of the Magi that when those three stars lined up and made one star, that the Messiah was then on earth. Hallelujah. That three stars that crossed into become one, amen, it came forth at the time when Jesus Christ was to be born. He was born under a star. Amen. And they were actually, amen, hallelujah. And when those three stars lined up and made one star, that the Messiah was then on earth, and they were actually Jews up there, studying, get their education in astronomy. So then, when they seen that they know Jesus was born somewhere, they didn't know where it was, but they must have drew straws to find out what to do. Amen. Who was going to go? Everybody wanted to go. Everybody. But they always take, as I said a while ago, 3 is a witness. Amen. To come back and tell them to go and come back and tell them if it is the truth. So what did they do? They loaded up their wealth. They loaded up their gifts and everything to take to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we find out when the prophet said they traveled for 2 years and they passed through the Tigris River. Amen. Landed on the skirts of the Amorites. They skated on the land of the Amorites. Amen. And they entered into the land of Judah. Amen. So all the while, the star led them. Amen. The star led them through the path that they must tread. Hallelujah. And when they got to Jerusalem, which is the seat of government in that time. Amen. The star disappeared. Which is to say, I needn't send you this way. Hallelujah. So they went into the government and then they said, we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship you. Worship him. Because they know that there is these 3 stars is the back of the King of Kings. Amen. Not just a king, but King of Kings. Hallelujah. So it was so special to them. Now they understand by the timing of the birth of this star, the purpose of this star. Because the star under which you are born speaks volume about your life. Amen.
He speaks about your life.
There is a reason. When they got into Jerusalem, they met, we have seen a star. And Herod was surprised. All the people in the land were surprised. Because why?
Herod was in the, on the throne.
They didn't understand the purpose of this star.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Therefore, Herod said, go and find.
The Bible said he communed with them secretly. What time this star was born? Of course, they understand astrology. Our government understand astrology.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Our kings, they understand astrology. Because there has to be a department for that.
Amen.
So, it is something that agrees with the word of God.
Amen. And therefore, the scribes came forth and declared the prophecy of the prophet. Even in the book of Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, Prophet Balaam told us about a star that is to be born.
Amen.
He said, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth.
Amen.
Verse 19. Out of Jacob shall come he, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city.
Hallelujah.
It was spoken by prophet Ezekiel.
It was spoken by prophet Jeremiah.
It was spoken by prophet Isaiah.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet declares his coming. And when he found out the time that he was born, they said, go and inquire of him. Then when you go, come back.
Hallelujah.
And they give me word. Now by this time, this baby called Jesus was not a baby.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Matthew chapter 2 always makes reference to him that the young child.
The young child.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He calls it the young child, chapter 2. And when, chapter 2, verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts.
Hallelujah.
Gold, which speaks of his kingship.
Hallelujah.
See that? And now what? Frankincense, which speaks of his worship or deity.
Amen.
For frankincense is the perfume of the gods.
Amen.
That's what the Mohammedans use to worship. The frankincense, the burning it.
Amen.
Just like the Bible says, teach us if you put it this way, that our prayers are sent unto him like what? As a sweet smelling savour.
Amen.
So it burns up to the presence of God. It's the perfume of the God. And the myrrh is bitterness, which speaks about his death, his sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Now, this task under which it was born speaks of his life. And that was the reason this major that understood astrology, they brought these three gifts.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the scripture tells us about him in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 32. It says, he's a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. So the light is not only for Israel. The light is for Israel and the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
And that was the reason when that light become a man. You get it? When that light become a man at the start of his ministry, he went into the temple and a minister gave him the scroll. And then he opened the book of Isaiah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We love the Lord.
Oh, amen. Isaiah chapter 61. He said, the prophecy said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You also find it in the book of Luke chapter 4.
Amen.
Luke chapter 4.
You can read from that account to see it. Matthew, Mark, so it will be clearer.
Luke 4, verse 18.
Amen.
See? And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20, and he closed the book.
Amen.
And he gave it again to the minister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the message, early spiritual. In the message this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
A search word for it is how accurate is the scripture talking about it?
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 44. Brother Bram said, how accurate is the scripture? If you will notice this in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, is where our Lord was reading from. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, but in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stops, where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part, to bring judgment, didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See? He didn't apply there. How the scriptures never make a mistake. They are always perfect. Jesus stopped just where the scriptures stopped, because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day now. In that first coming. The second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth, but not then. He was to preach the acceptable year. Amen. And the prophet said, notice the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange, the Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words when he says to preach the acceptable year. The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee. That when all slaves and prisoners, as they were being taken prison, and had to give a son to pay a debt, or a daughter to pay a debt, and they were in bondage, no matter how long they had been in bondage, or how long they were supposed to stay there, when the year came of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free. If you wanted to go free, you are free. You was no more slaves. But if you desire to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took a horn and bore the hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your day. What a perfect example. Are you watching something there? Amen. That's a light standing before the people. What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached, the acceptable time and the time of Jubilee, anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you've stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free. Hallelujah. When you hear the gospel trumpet sound out, you are free. Amen. Now, this gospel trumpet, this is Messiah preaching Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, let me put it this way. This is Christ standing before the people, preaching the ministry of the Messiah. Amen. To the people. For I want you to understand that the ministry of Messiah didn't end there. It started there. It had been coming to us before this time in shadows. But that same God who has been representing himself in shadows came down. Hallelujah. But the ministry was not only to the Jews. And our soldiers teach us that since those three stars crossed, they have never gone back to these orbits. Amen. The three stars are still there. Amen. That is to say, the stars are shining equal to the program of the ministry of Messiah. Do we understand that now? Amen. I'm going to give a scripture, a message quote for this. Hallelujah. And so, he came before the people preaching the message of Jubilee, deliverance unto the people. Because the Bible taught us that he is a light. Hallelujah. Light in the city of the Zebulun. When they say Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will ask you, can anything good come out from Nazareth? Hallelujah. Amen. Look at when they say you come from Nigeria. You know what it means to be called a Nigerian? You go out of the country, you say, I'm a Nigerian. You mean? Amen. Can anything good come out of Nigeria? Because they know the character of Nigerians. So they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? But Jesus Christ became a light. Hallelujah. And when you come before the light, you can never stumble. Amen. You can never stumble. Amen. And as the light shines from the east to the west, so as the gospel of the Messiah travel from the east, to the west. Amen. That is that light that is shining on you and her. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of the lighthouse shine on me. Hallelujah. If we were going back to botany or biology, when the light shines upon you, oh man, you will receive life.
When you are sitting in the darkness, that plant sitting in the darkness, it can never produce food.
Amen.
But when the S-U-N comes upon the leaf,
amen,
it begins to produce food. Why? All that it needs to produce food is inside of it.
Amen.
So the leaf becomes worthless without the S-U-N.
Amen.
So all that is ordained to bear Christ has the seed form of Christ in them. But when you now come under the S-U-N, the S-O-N gospel of Jesus Christ, you receive life. You give back to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now in the message, early spiritual experiences. Now this is the prophet talking about the things that an astrologer has put him through
or said about him.
Amen.
Early spiritual experiences.
In paragraph 21.
Early spiritual experiences.
Paragraph 21. Are we there?
Oh yes.
I would prefer to go with my good. Amen.
Now the prophet said, I remember going out one night at a carnival. I was just about 18 years old. My cousin, a couple of them, and I were going down.
There was a little old gypsy fortune teller tent sitting there.
And I know you all know about all these fortune tellers that sit by the roadside.
Amen. And they began to say certain things that are strange.
Amen. And see, there was a whole little old gypsy fortune teller tent sitting there. And I was going down along the side there. And the little gypsy woman said, say, you come here.
Well,
all three of us turned around. She said, you with the striped sweater on. I said, me? Yes. I thought maybe she wanted me to get her a coke. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, do you know that you were born under a sign?
Amen.
I said, look, woman, shut up. I got away from there right quick then. Oh, they began to tease me. Go on. You know how they used to tease the prophet?
Ah, you are not a brown.
Amen.
And one day while I was warning, I was going up on the box. And I standing there, and I always was subject to spirits. I felt a strange feeling. I looked around, big, strong woman sitting there. Well-dressed, she looked up at me and she said, how did you? Good evening, looked up like that. And she said, you are lonesome, aren't you? And I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, you are not at your home. I said, as much home as I got. She said, you were born for the West. I said, say what you are. What are you talking about? She said, maybe I better explain myself. I said, are you an officer? I said, conservation. And she said, maybe I better explain myself. She said, I'm an astrologist. And I thought, whoa, another one of them funny people. I said, yes, ma'am. And I just kept looking. I moved up out towards there. There was a sailor standing right behind me like that. The boss was loaded pretty well. I thought it was just a woman wanting to talk. And she said, I would like to talk to you a few minutes. And I never acted like I had her. I just kept looking on, you know. And so she said, could I speak to you just a moment? Now, this woman was sitting before him. And the prophet was standing in the bus, holding to the rod like a mulewell. You know that stamina. And I thought, that's not gentleman-like. But I don't want to talk to her. And I waited there. Then she said, see, you conservation officer. I said, could I speak to you just a minute? I said, what did you want? She said, could I speak to you just a moment? I said, what do you want? And she said, I thought that was nasty of you to act as a man. So just so indifferent, you know. And she said, are you a Christian? And I said, no, what's that to you? And she said, well, I just wondered. And she said, did you know you were born under a sign? Oh, man. I said, look, lady, I don't want to know nothing about that. I said, not giving you any short answer. I've got a mother at home. See, I said, I don't want to know nothing about that. She said, oh, don't be so hard. And I said, well, I don't want to know nothing about that stuff. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about any religious thing. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just keep looking on her head. She said, ma'am. And she said, you shouldn't act like that. I think she was trying to tell him the purpose for his life.
Amen.
So she said, look, this is nothing to do with religion.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of this course you study, regardless of the house you were born, whether you are born under an Ifa priest.
Amen.
Regardless of what your pastor did.
Amen.
So he said,
hallelujah.
He said, look, this has nothing to do with religion. She said, I'm on my road to Chicago. We was on a Greyhound bus. She said, I'm going to see my son, which is a Baptist minister. She said, I work in the White House. And she said, did you know the first thing, did you?
Did you notice United States and all the Ashuramen and how they do? I said, I know nothing about it.
She said, well, I walk in the White House.
And she said, right as you go in the steps of the White House,
there is an astronomer calendar.
There is a sailor standing behind you. Ask him if the moon doesn't control the tides. All these laws of the solar system,
they control the earth. Hallelujah.
So if the moon doesn't control the stars, I said, I got sense enough to know that. And she said, well, that's right, sir. And your birth has something. Perhaps I will tell you just exactly when you were born. Would you believe me? And I said, you can't do it in the first place. She said, oh, yes, I can. I said, let's hear you. I said, you was born on April the 6th at 5 o'clock in the morning in 1909. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Okay. The prophet taught numerology. Amen. And the prophet makes us understand that God has his numerology and Satan also has his own numerology. Amen. Now, do you understand that this is Malachi 4, 5, and 6? Born at 5 o'clock, Malachi 5. Do you get it? And the 6th of April. Hallelujah. And I said, that's right. I said, tell this sailor when he was born. She said, I couldn't do it. Well, I said, why can't you tell him? If you could tell me, she said, because you were born under a sign. Hallelujah. Now, this is not only to William Graham. This is to every seed of Abraham, which is a part of God. Because not one of a part of God can never be missing. Because the prophet said, God cannot marry a bride that has one breast. Amen. God cannot marry a bride that has one eye. So his bride must be perfect. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to make you understand that those three stars that cross at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's move on. She said, because you were born under a sign, I don't know when that was to appear. She said, as ministers never talk to you. I said, I have nothing to do with preachers. I said, I don't have nothing at all to do with them at all. I'd always run from it, you know. Thinking of that, speaking to me, I know that was the same thing. My mama told me them things was of the devil. And I stayed away from them. And I said, no, sir, I have nothing to do with it. And she said, well, nobody ever told you that. She said, isn't it strange that preachers wouldn't know that? I said, I don't fool around where they are at. And I said, I thank you very much. She said, well, look, you were born under a sign. I want to tell you this as a gift. And she said, if you would only recognize it. I said, yes, ma'am. Maybe I will be a Daniel Boone. I like to hunt. And I was born in Kentucky. And so she said, no, she called me. She said, no, that ain't what I'm talking about. I said, well, maybe I would be a businessman. I've got a grammar school education. She said, that's not what I'm talking about. I don't know what you would be. But I know that according to astronomy, that on that time, remember Herod asking the scribes, the magi, what time was he born? Amen. She said, but I know that according to astronomy, that on that time, he was. She tried to tell me about the circles in commemoration. She said, and in commemoration of the Son of God. When three stars came together, she said, three wise men. The Magi was following three different stars. They didn't know when they were coming. He said, when they gathered together and met each other at the Bethlehem gate, because the star led them. And when they left the seat of government, the star came forth and began to lead them. And when it came upon the house where the child was, the star stood there. Hallelujah. And when they gathered together and met each other, the Bethlehem gate, following three different stars, and they formed the one morning star that hung over the Christ. And she said, one was from the lineage of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. Amen. And said, those three stars went together and made the one star that hung over Christ. And said, that when they separated, they have never went to their orbits. They have never been since. Which is to say, since the day and the time that the three stars of the Messiah crossed, the ministry of Jesus Christ has been going on. Hallelujah. And said, now all the stargazers in the country never seen such as that. And they never noticed it. It was just supernaturally given. Amen. And on talking like that with all of her stuff, well, I couldn't understand what she was talking about. And she said, in commemoration of that greatest gift that God ever gave the earth, he sends back a something lesser in commemoration of that time.
Hallelujah.
Which is to tell you that William Marion Branham was born under the star of the Messiah. This is not William Branham telling it. It is an astrologer saying it. Hallelujah. So you see how that it is the ministry of the Messiah, amen, that is working in the skin of a man. It is Jesus Christ turning his back, amen, to the people. Hallelujah. And telling to the, and talking about Sarah that she is going to give birth to a baby according to the manner of life. It is Jesus Christ revealing himself to the church, bringing unto us the message of Jubilee. Oh, and I tell you, if you can't accept this message of Jubilee, you are lost. Your light is blackout. Your star is blackout.
I'll give you a scripture for that.
Your star is fallen.
Hallelujah.
You believe the Lord? This is the message of Jubilee. It has been attested, or Roman Catholics have testified about this message of the hour. To say this is the closest to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Forget about Roman Catholic. Witches and wizards.
Hallelujah.
I've testified to this message that it has an uncommon light.
Hallelujah.
That blinds them and incapacitates them.
Hallelujah.
Because this star is Christ. But then when this star, this light enters into you according to what you are ordained to be, then you begin to shine. Did you see that? That's exactly what is going on in the celestial bodies. When the one true star shines, this other star will begin to shine in its glory.
Hallelujah. You love the Lord?
Amen. The book of Jude. Amen. The book of Jude, verse 13, tells us about the fallen stars.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. The book of Jude, verse 13. He said, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Did you get it? And I want you, I'm speaking to spiritual people. Woe unto them. Don't forget, Cain was religious. Amen. Now, woe unto them, verse 11. For they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Amen. And perish in the gainsayings of Korah. That's Korah. This are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked all by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars. To whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Do you actually realize that Yahoo Yahoo that they do today?
Amen.
They go to the astrologers that we call them? The fortune tellers. Amen. Then they look into their life. They study their zodiac. Amen. If they are ever going to have a glory in their star.
Amen.
Don't forget, each star is foreordained. And you will shine in your times and seasons.
Amen.
That's where God has a portion for you. Let me put it another way. If you are born for this to shine in the Laodicea age, you couldn't recognize Christ if you were born in the Smyrna age.
Amen.
Smyrna is bitterness. You wouldn't be able to cope with it because you are not made for that day.
Hallelujah.
But if you are born for Laodicea, which has greater deception,
amen,
marked with immorality, adultery, where the devil has his greatest achievement of deforming the church. How? Through deception.
Amen.
I don't care which season you are born. But if you are born
according to the ordination of God, you are bound to shine.
Amen.
I don't care what time it takes.
Amen.
You see, there's this scripture that says, and the prophecy shall, I can't remember the scripture. He said, it shall stand. Though the prophecy may tarry, amen, but it shall surely come to pass.
Amen.
But the generation that we are living in is full of impatient people.
Hallelujah.
Although the scripture talked about them in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that we are living in perilous times. And what did they do? They go and meet this one. What did they call it? Fortune tellers. And they read into their zodiac. And they see the star that they are born. If your star has ever has a glory, they conjure it, pull it, come closer to this day.
Amen.
And if you cannot operate in your day, you can never fulfill your purpose. You will never fulfill your purpose. You are cursed for life.
Amen.
And that is why you can never see a retired Yahoo Yahoo. Have you seen a retired Yahoo Yahoo before? They don't used to retire. They die in the business.
Amen.
Because now the scripture tells us this for an encouragement unto us. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For the thought which are afterwards you, that do you realize God gives us the best gift? You just don't see. Amen. Did you not eat this morning? Even if you didn't eat, the food you had last night, it didn't enter through another part. You know, there are two parts in the throat. It didn't enter through the wrong one. We slept last night, we woke up this morning. We were dead. Do you know we were dead? Yes, clinically dead. We were dead. But this morning, hallelujah, the S-O-N of God lift us up unto life. Because there is life in God's bride. And you must be alive and serve God's purpose. Amen, hallelujah. Now we see in the book of Revelation chapter 9 verse 1 tells us about a star, a fallen star.
Amen.
And that is Lucifer.
Amen.
A fallen star. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven and onto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Hallelujah.
Now in the book of Revelation chapter 12, it tells us how that Satan, that red dragon.
Amen.
Satan, that red dragon, which means he's a beast, he's a power.
Hallelujah.
And verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour a child as soon as it was born, stood before the church.
Hallelujah.
And we are in that time.
Amen.
I'm speaking to spiritual people. The devil with his tail swept off their feet. 2/3 of angels. 2/3 of stars,
rather.
2/3 stars.
Amen.
And what has been the ambition of Satan in the first place? It takes us to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13.
Amen.
Satan's ambition was to rise above the stars of God.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground with these wicked nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sight of the Lord. Did you see that? Above the stars of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because Satan, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, we won't go into that. If you have time, you can read that chapter. It tells us how of the beauty of Satan. How that he started right in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget the scripture. It is not he that runneth, nor he that willeth. It is God that shows mercy. He started right from the beginning until iniquity was found in him.
Remember Korah, Dathan and Abiram.
Amen. And the 150 elders, they started right until iniquity was found in them. This is the same patience that is hitting this generation. Until they said, you take too much upon yourself. For their own greed, they left their ordination. They left their estate that they are folded into. Then they became cursed. They didn't see nor taste the promised land. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand something. The light of Christ in his church is shining, but the wickedness is pervading. It's so much until you think that the light is weak. Hallelujah. The light shines brightest in the dark. So whoever you are, you are bound to shine.
Let's quickly run down through this.
Hallelujah. Brother Abraham said something. If you can give me the such word. When persecution sets in. Brother said, that's when persecution sets in. Brother Abraham said, when a supernatural thing is about to take place, that is when persecution sets in. Do you see that in Revelation chapter 12, the woman was about to what? Give birth to Christ.
Hallelujah.
So something glorious is about to take place.
Amen.
But persecution sets in.
Hallelujah.
In the message, we have seen a star in the east and come to worship.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I won't be able to get there. Good. Program says, what paragraph is that? This? That's not the paragraph. In paragraph 70. The prophet said this, that when Jesus Christ was conceived in the womb, that was when a decree was issued forth.
Amen.
That they should go travel down. Everyone should go travel down to their place of origin for a census.
Amen.
Problem makes us understand that they had to travel on a donkey. They traveled through the highway road, dusty roads. She was heavy.
Amen.
But they had to travel anyhow. She was in pains. They had to travel. Through that road was robbers and thieves.
Hallelujah.
But they had to travel through that road anyhow. But God was watching over them.
Amen.
Do we have it?
Amen.
In paragraph 128. You are in 113. Okay, let's see. Paragraph 128.
Paragraph 128. Hallelujah.
110. Paragraph 110. That's where persecution sets. When Christ Jesus was being formed in Mary, just as when Christ is being formed in the church. Are we getting to this thing now? When Christ Jesus was being formed in Mary, that's when the persecution set in. That's right. That's when our persecution started. You see that the persecution on the church today has increased.
Amen.
Political powers, economic powers, isn't it? Everything is stiffening, making people to do the things that they would not do if they were in their right mind. Pressure.
Amen.
And it's the same thing in you, Galatians 1. Galatians 4:19 says, when Christ, the hope of glory, formed in you. Christ is being formed in you. When you are dying and Christ is coming to life, watch the persecution set in.
Amen.
Watch trouble start on every hand. Let's hang it there. Did you see what is going on in the land of Israel today?
Amen.
Israel is going for our temple worship.
Amen.
Because that is the main thing, the Feast of Atonement.
Amen.
So now, when Israel is about to get to his Feast of Atonement, a supernatural thing about to take place, then there goes a persecution. The 12 sons of Ishmael surrounding, beating against the walls of Jerusalem. Did you know that? Ishmael is fighting against Isaac because a supernatural thing is about to take place now.
Amen.
Also, for the bride of Christ, a supernatural thing is about to take place. That is the reason the church looks as if it is weak. It looks as if the revival is dying down. And the devil is whispering upon you.
There is no miracle. There is no healing. There is no this, there is no that.
It's pushing the people to depression, to discouragement, covering the church with darkness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Church. See, the prophet says, watch the persecution set in. Watch trouble start on every hand. Watch the devil go on the rampage. Certainly, when Christ is being formed in you, and when Christ was being formed in Mary, quickly come the king's commandment. All you people, just as she was, the Christ was becoming a full baby, ready to be delivered. Right then, the great persecution. Now, the baby is being formed for a long time. And long in the womb, but this is coming the last days. When the completeness, when the fullness of Godhead, when the fullness of Christ is to be manifested among his people. He said so. He promised in his word. And when that fullness, you see, there is unusual thing begin to happen. that he promised. That's the reason our great social lives and things can't understand that. It's foolishness to them. Now watch, they're forming a council of churches.
Listen.
See, just the time when the church is beginning to get to its feet, where the supernatural is beginning to walk, now they are all went into a group.
Hallelujah.
When you see Israel, what is that war they are fighting? The Al-Aqsa flood war. The Al-Aqsa flood war.
Amen.
It tells us that it is time for us to go home. It tells us that you must not leave your position. This is our ordination, the message of the hour. Whatever has made you to believe to this hour is the grace of God. Amen. We follow that when Christ was born, that was when Herod, the devil entered into Herod, isn't it? To kill that program of God. That was the reason he slayed from 2 years downward. Because it took the Magi 2 years to travel from the east to the west. So they went and met a child, not a baby anymore.
Hallelujah.
And when they had inquired, he knew that the boy was born 2 years ago. The persecution set in. The same way it is for every seed of Abraham in the old, and it is today.
Hallelujah.
Look at Jabez. Jabez was born under a star, but was called a man of sorrow. But he had a purpose to live for.
Hallelujah.
But when it was time for a star to shine, hallelujah. Do you believe God interferes in the affairs of men? To make everything work out for his good. You see, he makes us serve him, not for our sake, for his name's sake.
Hallelujah. I love that.
I can't serve God. I don't have power. Amen. He makes us serve him for his name's sake. But then, God stirred up a revival in Jabez. He said, oh, that thou art mindful of me. He remembered the promise of God. How that the church will remember the promise of God. Oh, that thou art mindful of me. And come alive around and show mercy unto me.
Hallelujah.
God reaching mercy. And God changed his life. A man that was a rejected fellow. A man that was an outcast to the people. He became a leader of the nation.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to paragraph 70 if you are there. Follow.
Amen. Look at Moses. When Moses was born, there was a revival. There was a great thing that was about to take place, isn't it, in the land of Egypt? But then, when Moses was to be born, there arose a persecution.
Hallelujah.
Yes, let's hang it there. There arose a persecution, and the persecution swept through that land. But what was Satan trying to do is was to kill the very program of God. Amen. In the message, that lizard eye devil, just leave it. In the message, the power of the devil. If you want the search word for it, the power of the devil, the search word is that lizard eyed devil.
Amen.
The prophet said, look at that lizard eyed devil. When he sees the program of God about to issue forth,
amen,
he will look for how to destroy the vessel. The vessel through which that program is to be established. That's why he's looking for how to destroy the stars of God and make them worship him.
Amen.
So he thought it would kill that program of God in Moses. Because he had been looking for how to bruise that man. The child of the woman. Who is to bruise the head of the serpent.
Amen.
And so he thought he could get it in Moses. But do you know what God did? Under the nose of their greatest enemy, he raised Moses. In the house of Pharaoh, eating on Pharaoh's table, spending Pharaoh's dollars, training in Pharaoh's army. That's the scriptures. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, though you are walking in death, it looks as if the next hour you are gone. That though it looks as if their enemies have scavenged on you anyhow, they've gotten you.
Hallelujah.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said what? I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He didn't stop there. Thou prepare a table before me.
Not in the enemy, not in the presence of my friends. In the presence of my enemies. Do you realize that when Israel was to come out of Egypt, God granted them favor before the Egyptian women. And they took their spoil of gold, of silver, of all kinds of precious stones.
Hallelujah.
They found favor before their enemies. Amen. Let's go to that quote. Brother Bram said in paragraph 17, a husband, Zechariah, that's speaking of Elizabeth, a husband, Zechariah, was a priest at the temple. And one day, when he was waving the offerings, amen, waving the offerings, that's the frankincense, waving the offerings, which was the burning incense, rather, over the prayers of the people that was being said outside. Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, now, he hadn't been seen, nor nothing been seen of anything supernatural for years and years and hundreds of years. But here stood that angel at the right side of the altar. Where is that? In the east. That's where the presence of God comes from. From the east. So at the right hand side of the altar. And told him that his wife will conceive and bear a child. And he was going to call his name John. And we all know the story. And then when Gabriel also, 6 months later, visit Mary in Nazareth and told her about the events of her cousin Elizabeth. And then quickly, Mary, having this great secret in her heart, that what was going to take place, she hurried up into the hills to see her cousin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's going on?
Amen.
And she hurried up into the hills to see her cousin. And when Elizabeth had hid herself, listen carefully, because she didn't want to appear out before men in the condition she was. And she had hid herself for 6 months. Now, according to my understanding of the scriptures, she was worried. The baby had no life in that time. She was pregnant of John for 6 months. Yet the baby was dead.
Amen.
When a supernatural thing is about to take place, Satan goes on the rampage to see how to destroy the vessel, to destroy the church, to destroy every seed of Abraham. The baby had no life to that time. And it was way subnormal for a baby not to move within at least 3 months or four or time. But now it was 6 months and the baby had never moved. So when Elizabeth and Mary met each other, they no doubt hugged each other, embraced each other as cousins, and were so happy to see each other. And let just think, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And they hugged each other.
Amen.
So they had seen themselves for a long time. But then Mary, having heard that Elizabeth, her cousin, is 6 months pregnant, she ran there to testify.
Hallelujah.
Abraham said, when God do something for you, if you are truly a child of God, it's not something you can hide. You will love to testify.
Amen.
And so Mary, she ran out there through the desert to the house of her cousin Elizabeth to testify. And Elizabeth said, whoa. And she said, I am going to deliver a baby.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And Elizabeth said, oh. You didn't tell us that you have married. I knew that you had engaged. But when did you marry? Because you have to marry before you now conceive. Do you understand that?
Amen.
If you have the quote, please, let's go with it.
Amen.
All right. Yes, my phone is troubling me. Amen. And they hugged each other, embraced each other as cousins, and were so happy to see each other. And let's just think of what they said. I can hear Elizabeth say to Mary, oh, darling, you look so pretty. And Mary said, you know, I know that you are to be mother. Yes, it's kind of bothered me and it's 6 months and my baby has not moved yet. Oh, but I have got something to tell you. I just can't hold it any longer. You know, there's something about when you get in contact with God, you can't keep still about it. You just got to say something about it. That's it. If you've got a real true conversion, I don't care where you are, you've got to express it somewhere. And I can hear her say, you know, I've got something to tell you. I'm going to have a baby too. Oh, said Elizabeth. I suppose then, why didn't you invite us to the wedding, you and Joseph, when you were finally married? I know you were espoused, but why didn't you invite me to the wedding? Oh, we are not married yet. Eh? And you are going to have a baby?
Yes.
Well, Mary, I don't quite understand. You know, the angel of the Lord appeared to me, Gabriel. He was the one that told me that you were to be confirmed. He was the one who told me, and he said, the Holy Ghost was going to overshadow me. And that holy thing will be born of me, will be the Son of God. And I shall call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. For he will save his people from their sins. And the first time that wonderful name was ever spoke by human lips. Hallelujah. Little John, that was dead, 6 months in the womb, hopeless, lost and undone, without God or his son. Hallelujah. Being dead in his mother's womb, leaped for joy and received the Holy Ghost. Dead in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Satan's ambition was to kill it. Hallelujah. But at the mentioning of the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the dead rose back from there. The prophet said, George, if you can receive this, if the power of the speaking of the name of Jesus Christ will bring a dead baby to life in a mother's womb, what ought it to do to a church that claims to be a servant, born of his spirit? As Elizabeth was so startled, as she looked at Mary, she said, whence cometh the mother of my Lord? The mother of my Lord. For as soon as thy salutation come to my ears, my baby lived in the womb for joy. Hallelujah. John was born from his mother's womb, full of the Holy Ghost, by the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. At the mentioning of the name of Jesus Christ, every powers that does not agree with the purpose of God for your life, they have to bow. It's not said the Lord. Man. Hallelujah. They must bow because they are working against the program of God for your life. Amen. We have just 1 minute. Hallelujah. We see the glory of God upon David. Amen. For he was born a son of promise. But after the Lord, after he was anointed by Samuel, amen, the Lord took his spirit out of Saul and evil spirit came upon Saul. And because there was a supernatural thing to take place upon Israel, hallelujah, to break forth a man after God's own heart, amen, the devil went on rampage to try to kill David, hallelujah. But all the ways that even David was almost caught by the edge of the teeth. Amen. Yet God delivered his enemies into David's hands. Hallelujah. Do you believe the scripture to be true? The scripture is thus said the Lord. You don't need to go and meet some fortune tellers. Amen. We have the prophecy of the prophets in our midst. The word of God is the prophecy of the prophets. And the devil don't like it. The devil fear it. If you are in the way of wrong, my brother, my sister, just come back to the words of the prophets. Hallelujah. Look at Joseph. Amen. He was born under a sign. He was born to deliver Israel in the time of hunger and famine. Amen. But the people didn't understand. His own brothers hated him. Do you see how children of God are easily misunderstood? Amen. They misunderstood him. They sought to kill him. In short, they are determined to kill him. Amen. But there rose Reuben. He said, why should we lay an innocent blood upon our head? Let us sell him off. Behold, the Bible said, when they lifted up their face, their head, while they were eating, they saw the Midianite traders. Amen. It was God that ministered into their hearts to sell it off into the land of glory. It was a land of captivity for Joseph.
Amen.
In the land of captivity, he was passing through his trials. Just picture you with the church in it. In the land of captivity, he was passing through trials. He was lost and undone. Yet in the land of Potiphar, in the house of Potiphar, wherever the sole of his feet tread upon, it prospered. You don't see the glory of God around the church of God? Amen. The devil raised up his ugly head through Potiphar's wife. They sent him into prison. But in their prison, because of the glory of God shining around him, he became the head of the prison guard.
Hallelujah.
But when all hope was lost, like when the hope of Jacob was lost, Brother Bram said, at the wicked strength of Jacob, amen, he became a prince, a limping prince.
Hallelujah.
At the weakest point for the church, brother, the glory of the Lord shall take over. Amen.
So it is not you shining the glory.
We have no glory. Our righteousness is more than a filthy rag. But the glory of the Lord, for ordained from before the foundation of the earth, must shine, because God said, the Lord said, it will shine in the brilliancy of Christ, in the glory of the Lord, in his healing power, in his revival.
Hallelujah.
And that was why, what did you see? When Joseph was forgotten, God remembered him. May God remember you. May the Lord open a book of remembrance concerning you and I. That in the land of our captivity, in the midst of our captivity, in the darkness of the church, in its weakness, there will arise a righteous branch that will shine, that will rise forth and serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the name of the Lord shall not be brought down. Now, in the worst of his worst extent, weakest, he had been forgotten. Because after interpreting the dreams for those, for the baker and the butler, the Bible said they forgot him. Was anybody told him, "Not here"? I fit your long body, she will not come.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, remember me.
Amen.
And suddenly, God interfered in the affairs of men. You think God is not greater than Tinubu? It is God that lifts up and puts down.
Amen.
The Bible said he is the judge. A promotion coming down from the east, west, or south.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Then God just tear up a troubling storm for Potiphar. Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, the Lord shall stir up a storm that only you has the key.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They consulted all the magi, all the astrologers, all the magicians, all of them, until Pharaoh became hungry. He said, I'm going to kill all of you. But God dropped the thought. Boom.
Hallelujah.
In the mind of the butler, and they brought forth Joseph at 30 years old.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And at the end of the whole thing, the Holy Ghost, because it is the Holy Ghost that gets into the bagger skin of a man and speaks to us, the Lord, and he cannot fail. The Holy Ghost was in Joseph, and he spoke the promise. A professor like you and I, we are what? We are gods.
Amen.
Knowing the future, because the prophetic ministry has revealed to us about the future, the things that must take place. That is the reason when you see the Mohammedans beating against the walls of Jerusalem, we know the world does not know. We know we are packing our loads to go.
Amen.
And then God put a great thought in the mind of Pharaoh. He said that we are saying that God has put all of this wisdom in your mind to do all these things. And there is no other person that's going to do it except you. Pharaoh knew that he's a Jew.
A Jew does not, by custom, does not eat on the table of an Egyptian. A Jew is a dog. It's a smelling sheep. They don't deal with those shepherders. It's a smelling, it's a stink before their eyes. But he said, only in my throne shall you be great. I will be greater. Only in my throne shall I be greater than you.
Hallelujah.
What happened? God remembered him. So now, the program that is working through the church is a silent program. Amen. Many are falling away. A lot of things are taking place that you see in the scriptures. Many people that are religious, yet they will be denying the power of God. Amen. Because they are fulfilling the book of Jude verse 13. Falling away, raging storms. Hallelujah. Amen. And iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold.
Hallelujah. But there is revival in the land.
Let's bow our heads to the Lord in prayer. Say, Lord, reach down your hands upon me. Reach down your hands upon me, Lord. Reach down your hands upon me, Lord. Reach down your hands upon me, Lord. Oluwashiyu, come in. Let me shine in your glory. Let me shine in your beauty. Let me shine in your light. Let me shine in the brilliancy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me shine in his beauty. Remove every wretchedness, hopelessness, complaint, worry, doubt, fear. I have not lost any purpose. Oh, I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hands on me. There's some place on the slide. Reach down your hands upon me, Lord. Oh, Lord. She will not come in. Let me serve you to the end. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. From me, when he reached down his hands on me. Hallelujah. I was lost. Without God, how is son? When he reached down his hands on me, next time, oh, was my soul once astray from the reveling way, and I was wretched and far as could be, but my Savior above gave me peace on the Sabbath, joy and love. When he reached down his hands on me, the next example, oh Lord, I was there in despair. When he came to me there, and he showed me that I could be free, then he lifted my feet, gave me glory complete. When he reached down his head, how my heart doth rejoice. Hallelujah. Since I made him my choice, go from the tempest of life, to him now I flee. Now I live on his path, and I'm secure. He's reached down his hands. Oh Lord, since the Lord gave me eternal peace,
joy never cease. Oh Lord, I give all life all to thee. I my feet hold my head. Grant me peace where I may stand. Since you reach down your hands, oh, let there be a revival upon the bottom, into the bottom of our soul, into our homes. Let the light from the light our shine, oh God. Let every dry bone soul be lifted up, brought back to life. Let the breath of life, eternal life, come back to our lives, come back to our homes. Come back to our children. Come back to our families. Come back to our businesses. Come back to whatever the soul of our flesh are trying to pump. Let there be a revival. Let there be healing. Oh, hallelujah. When you reach down his hands, oh, let there be dry bones. Let there be dead wounds. Let there be awakened. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the pillar of fire, the giver of life, may he flow inside of me, inside of my brother, inside of my sister. Let it bring forth life. In the name of Jesus Christ. May they be gone dead. May their every demons holding the people in habits that they cannot deliver themselves from. May that devil, may he lose his grip over the church in the name of Jesus Christ. May there be quickening upon our lives, physically, materially. Oh Lord, grant every desire of the heart of the children of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ.
Gracious Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. We are grateful to you for this privilege to sit at your feet and to learn of you this morning, so afternoon, hearing your word, Lord, on this message your servant has titled, Stars, Different in Glory. We thank you, Lord, for all scriptures that have been read, quotations from the prophet, Lord, and the inspiration you are giving to your servant, Lord, to put them together to paint a picture for us, which I believe that every one of us understood. We are grateful unto you for your word. Lord, it's heaven and earth will pass away, but a jot out of this world will never go unfulfilled. Lord, your prophet has told us that there is only one light, and that light is the Son of God. This sun that is shining, Lord, when it goes out, then we see the stars, then we see the moon also. And your prophet has told us, oh God, that it is you shining on this object that is called stars and moon that make it to reflect their light here on earth. Gracious eternal Father, Lord, if we are true stars, and Lord, this is actually the time of darkness, Lord, when it's prophesied by your prophet Isaiah that there is going to be darkness over the land and gross darkness on the people. For your word is calling your own stars to rise and to shine. Lord, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of trouble, in the world of sin and unbelief, in the midst of all kind of chaos, but your instruction to us as your own stars is to rise and to shine. Gracious eternal Father, your word has gone forth, Lord, calling us to shine because it is our time to shine. Lord, you put us here on earth. Lord, your prophet said that the bride of Christ is your strength on this earth. And Lord Jesus, there is not going to be another time after this, because this is the close moments of time. Dear Father, we are asking at this hour that you release all your power from heaven, all your glory from heaven, pour it forth upon us at this time, that we might shine as your light. May we shine spiritually. May we shine physically. May we shine financially. May we shine health-wise. May we shine materially. Lord, in every area, may we shine, Heavenly Father, gracious eternal Father. This is the time, oh God, that you have chosen and allotted for us. Just as Joseph was a son of Prince of Prosperity, and he prospered wheresoever he goes, may we prosper in our time. We ask, oh God, that the blessing of our father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel may they reign upon us at this time, Father. All forms of power contrary to this, we bring them under subjection of your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Ghost shine forth in our life. May your glory be revealed in us, oh Father. May the people glorify you because of us, Lord. Let it be there, Almighty God. This word has been spoken. Let it be done, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your sons and daughters, some at the altar, came for a reason. Lord, majority, if not all, have their hands lifted up unto you, defying the laws of gravity, having this great desires and request in their heart, may it come to manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, King of Glory. Let us follow these testimonies, O Father, of the fulfillment of your promise. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you for your servant who have made yourself in this wonderful way. We ask you to replenish him. May you recall him. Lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, prepare for the next service ahead of us. Lord, in a couple hours now, may you come back afresh under the anointing of your spirit. Lord, from that fountain that is inexhaustible, release your blessing one more time. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting this petition to us, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. Only believe, all things are possible. The officers they would like to see the following people after the service. Brother Oluwaseun Salami, Brother Kendi Abioye, Brother Toby Afolabi, Brother Okediran, Brother Olalekan, Brother Yinka Busari, Brother Bernard Osoa, Brother Idowu Abioye, Brother Joseph Adara, Brother Laolu Adiroju, and Brother Fumbi. I believe everybody had their name, that their name is here. As long as you are inside the building, I'm sure you have heard your name. Those names, to the best of my knowledge, they are not duplicates. They are not duplicate. They are single names that just one person is bearing each of the names. You may have more than one candy, but this one here is Abioye, you see. So the thing is so clear that there's no duplicate in the names. May the Lord be our help. So, but if you are not called, don't go there. This one is by invitation, strictly by invitation. My name is not there, so I will not go there. Shall we rise? By 2 o'clock, we'll be seated again for the last service of the day. It's a short service. That service, many people used to sleep, even though we make it short, but many people used to sleep. I think, may the Lord be our help. The quantity of the food you will eat this afternoon is your preparation towards the next service. So if you know that, if you finish, so if you look at where they are eating, so you will run back. Because the money they put in their front, you see, only one person will finish this one. May God be our head. So reduce the money so that you'll be able to prepare for the next service. You can, after the service, you can go and finish the remaining at all. May God be our help. Even in the morning, sometimes people sleep. Not to talk of that second one. It will surprise you that men of timber and caliber, they sleep during services. I won't say more than that. But maybe if it's me preaching, I know how to say that to be clear. But I'll just leave it like that. May God be our help. God bless you richly. I mean, it's coming glad in our heart. If you are not traveling, I know Brother Yemi will be on his way to Lagos, which you join him as his sir. If you are not traveling, you are welcome back to the next service. Like I said, I really don't know. If whether this afternoon too, Brother Degoko is. So are you traveling this afternoon too? Not today. Ah, that's wonderful. Then we can have you for the second service. Brother Yemi, please, I would like to see you before you go. Though I don't know whether this thing will work now, but I just want to see you. I'd wanted to know if somebody would travel to Lagos this afternoon. If I had known earlier, there's somebody I would have talked with that made some arrangement and things. But let's close first and then I know how it goes. The Lord bless you richly. I say God bless you richly. Yeah. Let's take an aim and dismiss with it. Yeah, I don't know. Let's take 52.